A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
So we are with Neil Humphreys here on Weekend Mornings. Time to talk about beautiful places, which is connected, I guess, Neil, with your daughter's graduation from primary school.
Very much so, yes. My daughter officially graduated, as you mentioned, from primary school. And she even wore the gown and the mortarboard. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
And they did the whole thing throwing in the air. And it was like a high school musical thing. I thought Zac Efron was going to turn up and start singing. But it was a wonderful day. A few tears, I'm not going to lie. And here's the thing.
And that was from you?
It was definitely.
Right.
Here's the thing, and all parents listening now will completely understand what I'm saying. When she was born, as you know, I was in Australia, and all the Aussie old timers, don't waste a single second, mate. She'll be 21 before you know it. It'll flash by in a twink. And I'm all right, old timer, be quiet. You're talking nonsense. And now, I'm sure you do it, I'm passing on that same advice. It really seems like a minute ago she was starting K1.
And now she's 11,
finishing primary school. And it's just gone. It's a blink of an eye and it's gone. And that leads me neatly to our beautiful place, because a blink of an eye and all six kids were nearly gone and they nearly died on my watch.
No,
they didn't really. But what happened was, as a treat for the graduation, the class organised a trip to Adventure Cove at Resorts World Sentosa.
I love it. I've been there a few months ago.
Yeah, no, I love water parks. I mean, I've been going to water parks since I was a teenager, not attracting girls, you know, as you do. When I was a teenager, I'm sure it was the same in Sydney, you would go to the open-air swimming pools and the water parks to get girls, basically.
Of course, yeah.
But I was a anemic-looking praying mantis, so I didn't get any girls. I was a very skinny, pasty ungmo. But nothing's changed there. So we went to Adventure Cove at Sentosa. Now, it is the biggest and best water park in Singapore, one of the best in Southeast Asia. For the families, it's still the school holidays. You've got 7 water slides. You've got hydromagnetic coasters. You've got one of the world's biggest lazy rivers. It's all fantastic.
Oh, I love the lazy river.
It's great. It's great for the old guys, right?
Yeah.
You see so many dads. Just leave me alone. Leave me on my rubber ring, please. And just don't talk to me for 20 minutes. No, the lazy river is brilliant. The thing I really like is that reef. They have the Rainbow Reef.
Yeah.
And it's a good beginner's guide to snorkeling, because it's filled with something like 20,000 harmless tropical fish. And the youngest to the oldest can go in there and just paddle around the fish. You always get a couple of things on these things. You see it. I was talking to the Malay guys, and bless them, he said, I don't want to stereotype. He recognized me. He said, I don't want to stereotype, but we do get certain tourists from China and India. Mm-hmm. It tends to be those countries who can't swim, but say they can swim. Right? And they go in there within 5-6 seconds. They're like an upturned turtle. I saw this auntie from China. She was like an upturned turtle. She's like, booyah, 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 bukuyi, booyah, bukuyi, cannot, don't want. Upturned turtle. She was about 70 years old. Anyway, I'm going around this thing and I'm touching my nose now because it's still sore. And I'm wearing these goggles and they're not fitting. They're just not fitting. And I'm readjusting and I'm shouting out to the guy. They have the guy stationed around the reef, right? And I said, this is... You've given me the kids one. He said, no, I'm more. Head too big. He said, this is really hurting my nose. And every time I put my head up, too big, head too big. He's going, head too big. And finally, I get out and I hand it to this very sweet Malay lady at the counter. And she said, yeah, you had the kids ones. So I went all the way around. I have a big Ungmo head anyway. And I've got like...
So you got some mad advice. Your head wasn't too big.
Well, it is. But I've got primary school goggles on my head. That was one highlight. The second highlight, you've done this. Mm. All parents listening have done this. When you go on school trips, museums, whatever, you're giving a small group of children to look after, right?
You had a big group.
I had 6 girls. I had 6 almost teenage girls. Yeah. So they didn't want me around. Mm. But they wanted to go in that wave pool. You know the wave pool where they simulate waves and it goes up and down, up and down. I have to watch 6 moving girls. And one of the girls in my group thought it would be hilarious to pretend to be dead.
Oh, no.
She just did this thing where she floated under the surface of the water. Lifeguard, 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 quick, lifeguard. Oh. And then I literally pulled her by the back of her neck and she said, it's okay, I do this all the time. I just like to float on the surface of the water.
What's her name?
I can't say. I can't say. She's a Russian girl.
Name and shame.
Yeah. Dirty Russian. No, she's a lovely girl. But honestly, every time there's six kids, she's drowning, she's drowning, she's drowning, she's drowning. So I love the wave pool. It's great fun. But for heaven's sake, don't take six teenage girls in there. It's hard work.
It is hard work. I was there about, I guess, you know, 3 to 6 months ago. I took my daughter Ella and her best friend Kyla from Tanjong Katong Primary School. And it was also Rayan, who's there. Raylin, I think her name is. She was the older sister. So, and I went with their grandfather. So it was two elderly people, me and him.
Yeah.
And three kids. So even we had problems trying to keep tabs of them, you know.
It's hard.
Two of us and three of them. And we lost them at one point. And he's going, where are they? So you stay here. And I was going around looking for them.
I know. It's shocking. And in my group, you know, you've got six very different, unique individuals. One of the girls in my group, well, if she's not in the Olympics in 4 years, I don't know what's wrong. She sprints everywhere. I've got one girl at the group, shall we say, won't be in the Olympics in 4 years. So there's a disparity of running speeds. So this one is halfway up the third story of the water slide. This one is still doing the upturned turtle in the wave pool. And I'm trying to, I'm trying to navigate and keep them together. But it's great fun. Terrifying.
Yeah.
But it is one of my favourite places in Singapore. I do think it's a good place to take the family.
Yeah,
you can
indeed.
Spend all day there because you see, as you rightly mentioned, you see a lot of grandparents and parents on that lazy river.
Yeah.
And they want to stay there all day.
Oh, it's one of the best lazy rivers. You know, we've seen
one of the biggest too.
Yeah, and the one in the stadium's not bad. I've been on that one a few times. The Marine Life Park, it's part of Resorts World Sentosa. It's situated in southern Singapore, 8-hectare park houses, two attractions, the Southeast Asian Aquarium and Adventure Cove Water Park. And features the largest oceanarium in the world. So it's a big one. So do check it out. This has been Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.